making the blog grades count in the course grade. If you intend to grade students' group blogs, let's make sure the blog grading columns are properly set up. In the course management section of your course page, go to the Grade Center, then in the Full Grade Center, to the columns that Blackboard created for you. Note that these columns will be hiding at the end of the Grade Center. If they have fallen off your screen, use the horizontal scroll bar at the bottom to find them. You may notice that the grading cells for a group blog are grayed out for the students who don't belong to the group. Next, in the action bar, go to Manage, then to Column Organization to reorder the columns as you see fit. Next, go to the weighted total column for the grading category to which the group blogs belong. You know, the one with the percentage mark at the beginning of the name. Click on the action button to the right of the column, then on Edit Column Information. Scroll down to the Select Columns, and in the Columns to Select box, select the newly created Group Blog columns. With the arrow, move them to the Selected Columns box. Put in 100% for each column, then click OK to override the warning that may pop up. Don't forget to click on Submit.